Yo, what's the nerve?
With Razor Ralph
and G Kims.
Hey, what's up?
No, man, this is an early session, so it's a little different for me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a little glossy.
What time is it right now? 8:25 in the a.m.
I wanted a Chick-fil-A breakfast.
I mean, where are you going to get
really
that?
I really wanted a Chick-fil-A.
I mean, yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice, but it's just nothing around here.
Shout out to our sponsors, Chick-fil-A, for a good Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Chick-fil-A.
You know, I know our views don't always align, but shout out to them for,
you know,
looking out.
We came together for a bigger cause.
Yeah, man. You know, to get out the nerve. Yeah. And have a good breakfast at Chick-fil-A.
Start your day with Chick-fil-A. We gotta please our sponsors.
Just saying, if we didn't have a sponsorship, we should.
That was pretty good. I feel like that was a great pitch, man. If somebody send this segment to Chick-fil-A because
don't send it because they're already listening. They know. But just in case, if we didn't, it'd be a great partnership.
Yeah, I feel like it really would, man.
Chick-fil-A. But yeah, bro, you got a trip coming up? Is that right? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, bro, I'm going out.
Dang,
flying out today. Actually, later.
What time's your flight? I mean, who cares? Not like that.
It doesn't matter.
That's too much detail.
Yeah, I don't want people. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm flying later. It's like it's a night flight.
Mm. And then
the night flight
going to LA. That 3-hour difference.
Yeah. Get my 3 hours back. So it's gonna be like, what is it? Like a 5-hour flight or 5.5? Right.
I think it's more than that.
I haven't done my research.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, I think
just kind of like book
that.
Stuff. And
it's like going to London almost.
Really?
But you gain time because it's a 3-hour difference.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of like anything over 3 hours, bro.
3 hours?
Anything over that.
No, I know, but where are you going with 3 hours? That's like.
I mean, most flights are for at least 2.5 hours.
For me.
Most of your flights are 4 hours? No, 3 hours. Like down to the
Florida.
The islands.
Oh yeah.
It's like 3.5.
That's true.
You know, like I'm a Jamaica guy.
Yeah.
You know? If I could go to Jamaica,
yeah.
The flight is what? Yeah, about 3.5-4 hours, I believe. No problem.
That's not bad.
Anything over that is just I just gotta get up. Like sometimes I just get up on the plane. Not to do anything. I act like I'm going to the bathroom, I go in there, I just stand. You know, because I don't like sitting.
I don't like sitting for long periods of time.
You know,
how'd you feel on the Italy flight?
No, I don't even remember that flight. I just remember it wasn't too bad. It was like 6 hours, right?
I think it was like 7.5.
Oh yeah,
it was a while because me and my friends that I made, shout out to them, they're good people. We watched Hancock, Letters to Juliet.
And another movie
and one more movie,
another feature.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what?
So it was 3 full movies, and then we were talking too. So I know. Yeah, it was over 7 hours for
sure.
Yeah,
I wasn't a huge fan of the. I'm not a fan of European travel, man. Like I don't like to travel there.
To go there.
Yeah.
That was the only time, right?
Yeah, I mean, no, I would. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
one
know.
Good, one bad. I get you.
But it was a long flight, longer than I can handle. I got, like I said, I just get up. Sometimes I just stand by the.
I hate
bathroom.
Flying. Period. To be honest,
yeah,
flying is rough.
You know,
work.
When you're a little kid, it's exciting. You know, like the whole family got their bags packed.
You
know,
yeah.
We're going here together, this and that. But then, you know, when you just like when you're older, you just want to get to where you're going, mm-hmm. like. Can
and
I
not
get
have
there?
To take your clothes off in the process? You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Take my shoes
take
off,
my belt off, my phone off.
You got like I dress
any laptops. In
I
the
wear
bag.
Sweat specifically, so I don't have to deal with the belt issue.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean. I mean they don't really bother you for earrings and chains, but I try to keep my like metallic things to
anything,
a minimum.
Yeah,
you know, put my keys in my bag. All I really keep on me is my phone and my passport if I need it, and my wallet. It's the only things I have on my person.
Yeah, no, I've mastered the art of minimal.
Minimal?
You know?
Okay.
But yeah. Before I would go ready just in case. I mean, not in case, but I wanted to get off the plane and be ready for the world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I would go there like dressed up at the airport.
Oh, like you'd be like in your fit.
I would have jeans on and
I can't do it.
All my knickknacks on me or whatever.
You mean when you were younger?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Now you're just like just keep it minimalist, like you said.
Yeah.
Good. That's a same better approach.
A t-shirt, sweats.
Yeah, just, a t-shirt. Maybe a jacket, because you know how they go crazy with the AC on the plane.
Oh, I layer up.
You know what I realized? Like, they don't even really need the AC on the plane. It's like negative like 59 degrees up there anyway.
No, sometimes it gets hot.
When the sun is out?
No, like up there with all them people and there's no air moving. That shit just gets like really hot.
I've never been hot on a plane, ever. Only once.
Yes, you have.
When?
When they park it on the runway. You ever been in a plane where they just park it on a runway and it's like, we're 8 planes in front of us and we're going to get out there.
Yeah, it is fine. I've never been hot on a plane, bro. It gets
so hot.
There's only one time I've been hot on a plane, and that was like a connecting flight I took in Africa. And that plane was, like, they put me in the first class, but it was such a trash plane, man. Like, I forgot which country it was, but I just remember it was wild. Like, I remember when we got there, I should have known something was up, because usually when you have a connecting flight, they give you both tickets to start, right? Like wherever you start, if you're a JFK, you get the connecting flight ticket along with your main ticket most of the time.
Oh, no, but international is different, because I've dealt with that where I've stopped in Dubai.
And you had to get another one?
Had to get a new boarding pass from Dubai to K-Rock.
Okay, so... Yeah, she's like, oh, you'll get your next ticket when you land at the connecting location. I was like, all right, whatever. I had never experienced this before, so I didn't think anything of it. I get there. There's like, the plane is not big enough for everyone who needs to connect. So there's like, you know, there's X amount of people, but only X amount of seats.
Yeah, they oversold.
And then the next flight to get to, like, the next flight for whoever wasn't on the plane... wasn't the next day. Like,
you had to stay there. So what they do, they offered money to just get off?
It was wild. This was Africa. So it was there was no organization. People were getting pissed. They were like, there was no line. You're like, yeah, it was like a real riot. I felt like I was in like Blood Diamonds or something, bro. For
real. I must get on this flight.
Yeah. I had to be like, you know what? I know what it's going to take. And me just sitting here hoping some order would...
It's not gonna happen.
So I had to get up there, and I told him, I'm like, yo, listen, I'm not leaving until I get a ticket. That's what I did. I was like, yo, I'm not leaving until I get a ticket. I'm not leaving, you know, because they were trying to tell me I had to get on the flight the next day. I was like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm not going.
You should have. I would have pulled the American card. You see this passport? This means I
didn't even think. No, actually, I didn't even have my American passport at the time. I was still a refugee. You know what I mean? So I had to act like it. You know what I mean? I had to get refugee.
Real sit-in stuff. Yeah,
man. I'm like, yo, no. Hell no. We won't go type stuff up there. You know what I mean? Fight the power. And I got my ticket. And then it was a first class ticket. And all I got was peanuts and stuff up there. But that was a hot plane, bro. Yeah, that was a hot plane. That I was like, yo, y'all got AC in here? That's the only time I ever wish the AC worked.
Yeah,
but it was like a low budget.
Well, I mean, when I get in, I turn that shit off immediately.
Yeah.
Switch my AC off, and then just for airflow, I'll turn the other one on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But look, I've been getting lucky. My last like three flights, I haven't sat next to anybody.
Really?
Yeah,
lucky.
So,
I mean, you know how Southwest, you could like basically sit where you want.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Southwest, they don't have like assigned seating.
It's a first come, first serve?
Essentially, like, yeah, you want to get there early. Well, it's based on when you book your ticket. So you try to book the ticket early, they'll give you like better seating and stuff. And then they load you in groups. So like group A, B, C, D. And then everyone gets all you kind of pick your seat. That's how it goes.
So wait, hold on.
You never flew Southwest? No,
never. I've never flown Southwest. Yeah. But like everything else, there's group one, group two, group A, group B. Like they do the groups. But you have your 23D.
Yeah. No, they don't have that, bro. So you're kind of just like, what's open, man? It's like getting on a school bus, bro. It's really like that. It's like getting on a school bus for planes.
Oh.
So I get on the plane once, right? I'm getting on this plane. This is like a quick flight, man. And this one dude, you know, it's like usually three seats. It's like, this dude sat in the middle. I was like this. He sat in the middle seat.
I hate those.
He was like, yo, nobody sat next to him. He didn't want anyone to sit next to him.
That's
why
he did
it. Strategy. You know, it's like, I'm going to sit in the middle because nobody's going to want to sit on that side. And no one's going to want to. Like, you don't want to be that person. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, that's a douchebag move, but damn, it worked.
I respect it.
You know,
it, yeah.
I respected it because I ain't sit next to him. I saw on Instagram this one guy. He said, you all right?
No, you said that, it reminded me of this fat chick on the school bus one time when I came in. It was early in the morning. I still remember it like yesterday. Sean Paul was playing on the radio.
I don't really care what people say.
It was so dark. And I come on the bus and it's super packed.
Yeah.
And this chick reminds me of that guy because she was sitting there and I looked at the seat. She takes her backpack from this side and puts it on this side and goes... I was like, well, not sitting there.
I don't think you had a choice, my guy.
Yo, she was so fat and ugly. And
speaking of fat and ugly, did you see that fat lady on IG, like, complaining that the planes aren't wide enough,
that
bro?
That was a big bro.
Yo, nah, like, yo, I was pissed. I was like, hell no, we're not going to make this a thing right now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to make this a thing because you're unhealthy.
I mean,
we have to accommodate.
I hope she gets her way.
Why?
Because that means comfortable seats for me. But her stance is ridiculous.
No, if they're going to do it.
Her move is ridiculous, but the end result would help us.
No, I don't. If they're going to make things have more space on the planes, I want it to be because it's the right thing to do, not because she asked for
because
it,
she's
bro.
Fat.
Because that is ridiculous,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she was like, her width was crazy. Like, it was wild.
Yeah,
I've never seen like a wide person.
Big.
She was wide, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she had to be like 3 feet wide, bro.
She looked like the dude, man. What's his name? I remember him from SpongeBob. Flats. The bully. But the other way around.
Flats, bro. Yo, you go fishing for flats. That's good meat, bro.
She was so wide in her. Butt was rhomboidish.
She looked like she swallowed a small canoe. You know what I mean?
She did. It was just, yeah. She just ate the whole thing and just sit there. Oh my God. Yo,
she
my
took that canoe snake style, man. Just whole.
Bro, I shouldn't have slept with my contacts.
Damn, bro. I feel like it messed you all the way up.
Yeah, bro. My eyes are so dry right now.
Damn, bro.
But whatever. Who cares?
Yo, we watched LeBron get swept last night. I'm not even happy about it. I wish it was more competitive.
I'm indifferent. I don't care. I mean, I would have liked to see an extra game because it was a good, you know, like, even especially yesterday, that was a fun competitive game.
Yeah, it was really
only
good.
Only because of LeBron. But, damn. Yeah, he got swept.
He got swept.
He played really good, though. He had 30 in the first half.
You can't even be mad at LeBron for...
He was bowling.
That game. You know, there are times where I feel like, you know, he was taking some threes, inadvertent threes. He was taking some inadvertent threes in some of the other games that was like, why? You know, like,
yeah,
that's not your thing. But I noticed he didn't take a three in the fourth quarter.
You want to know what's crazy? When he went to go tie, I was like, or when they were coming out that last play,
yeah,
I was like to my brother, I was like, 99.9%. They just give it to LeBron. He takes it in. He'll score overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it like stripped.
Yeah, that was great. Yo, that Murray kid, special.
You know what's funny?
Jokic,
I saw on Twitter
special.
They were like, "Yo, you're not even top 10 guard in the West. You need to chill out," because he was like, "I feel like I don't get the credit I deserve."
And yeah,
bro, I disagree. I think he's just as good as anybody else. Maybe
a few
people better than him, but that dude is nice.
I think Curry's better, obviously. You're talking West-wise or just in general?
No, I mean, because the tweet that I saw was a West. I got a lot of traction.
Who else is in the West that's better than him at the guard level?
Dame Lillard.
Oh, yeah. Curry, Dame Lillard. That's it.
That's real. I mean, but the rest of these guys, he could hang with them. It's
He's
not
better
like,
than Poole.
Yo, Jordan Poole is not even a conversation, man. Your boy?
Jordan Poole, man. I don't know what... I do know what happened. It's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate he got punched. No one saw that coming.
It's not even the punch, man.
It was the punch.
Even Jeremy Lin had some time where he was killing it. All right? So, Jordan Poole is nice. Don't get
you
me
think
wrong.
He's Jeremy Lin?
He's not Jeremy Lin, but he's not Stephen Curry like they wanted him to be.
They would you know what Jordan Poole's? It's a personality issue for him. It's not like a skill. I think he's skilled enough to be a splash brother, but his personality won't allow him. He's very like light skinned, bro. He's like very self centered. I see him on the sideline. Yeah. He rolls his eyes a lot. He's
sucking his teeth, rolling his eyes. Yeah. Very light skinned.
I think honestly, it's a personality thing, not so much a skill set thing for him. Because when he was on, he was on, bro. Yeah. When Steph was injured, come on, bro. You can't make up what he did.
Yeah. Crossover, yeah. Three-pointer with the head of his face.
And then Steph came and took his spot back, and I think that's when he started getting a little, like, you know, saucy.
Yeah.
I think that's where his...
I think he's really good, not at Steph level, but Steph being there and doing what Steph does killed his confidence.
Yeah.
Just because Steph is that good.
And then he got punched in the face. So, that never helps that anything. That
lunging
man.
Punch. I saw the video again recently.
Yeah, I looked it up the other day, God. Too. You know, I looked it up because I was watching some podcast, and they were talking about how when Draymond got punched, when Poole got punched, Klay and Steph, like, were just, like, they just walked off like they didn't care. But I didn't even, like, where did they see that? Because there's not enough... The range wasn't wide enough to even capture their reaction. Yeah, they didn't jump in it. They never, like, you know, like the crowd came through. Mm-hmm. Klay and Steph didn't go in there, but I don't think they made it seem like Klay and Steph were just like, whatever, you know?
Kick his fucking
ass. Yeah. I don't know if it was like that, but regardless, it made me go watch that video. And that was some punch, man. That was like, he got everything in it. You know what I mean? Bro, like, he said it was a lunging.
Draymond is a terrible person, bro.
A lot of people don't like him.
Bro, but for me, my Draymond disdain goes beyond basketball. It goes beyond the court. Because everything about this guy's behavior is like, first of all, he podcasts after every game. he was giving his review of the game before Stephen A. That's a problem.
That's so true. That's and he does have a mic stand. That's what pisses me off. Yeah, like, he holds the mic. If you're going to do it right. Yeah. You know what I mean? This costs, what, like $20? The mic stand on Amazon, much. Something like that? Come on, guys.
And to everyone, it's like, yo, because one time I said something on Twitter and some dude is coming at me. He's like, yo, you could do more than just basketball. It's like, yeah, you're right, but... Should you? And it shows in your game. You know what I mean? Like, just because if you're doing something and you want to be the best at it,
yeah,
bro, then do that.
Yeah.
You know? And wait for the offseason to do other things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can do whatever.
Yeah, not to say you don't have anything else, any other abilities outside of basketball, but when it's basketball time, that should be your number one
priority. Exactly. Like, that should be it.
You know? I just love how this dude... loves talking about LeBron, bro.
Oh, he loves LeBron more than anyone I've ever loved.
Like,
I don't love anybody.
I thought it was Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp is a really good fan compared to this guy. This guy is like, you watch Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah,
you know that dude ago. Gaston, the handsome guy, and his little short, stubby sidekick that just loves him. Gay for this guy. That's what this dude is for LeBron.
He's a Marina Shark.
Bro, he'll do a whole number singing a song about how great LeBron Marina Shark.
Yeah.
The clip from Cameron's podcast, he's like, go finish the job. Yo, you in the job.
What job? What is he talking? Yo, Mace and I'm glad you brought them out. I just want to take some time out to talk about how funny and great that podcast is.
The like, best.
That's it's the realest, most authentic podcast.
It is what it is
on podcast. Television.
I love
right
that
now.
Show. Yeah. I love it. I think it's so funny, so good. They don't fake nothing.
Yeah,
everything
fake.
Is just really how they feel. And I like that show. It's like, dude, finish the job. What the fuck are you in the same job? What you talking about? Go finish the job.
Yo, I didn't even know they went to high school together, bro. They played on the same basketball team.
They played ball.
And like,
I learned from Jim Jones.
Did you?
It was nice at ball.
They put a clip that Mace was blaming Cam about like taking a half court shot. He was like, that's how it felt when you took that half court shot. He's like, oh, bro, you still on that? Yo, you gotta let it go, bro. And then they showed the clip. It was like some buzzer beater type stuff. Like, timer's running out. They had to take a shot. But Mace was under the basket. And Cam had the ball at half court. Mace felt like Cam should have passed him
and
the ball.
And he just took the shot.
But he took the shot.
Real fresh.
But there was some time. Like, it wasn't that simple because time was going down and all that stuff. Bro, that was you took your contact out?
Yeah.
Damn.
Listen, that man, bad, you were talking. Huh? I could have just I could have just gone with it. It felt like something was like constantly messing with my eye.
Damn. So what do you do now? Like, just gonna hold it, put some backups in. Are these disposable? Like,
yeah, these are one times.
One times.
One timers, man.
Damn.
I mean, you wouldn't use a condom, so I don't know why I reuse it. Like, I never took it out.
They're back in the day. Contacts were like they lasted like a month, right? They were like long term solutions.
No, you're always, but you're supposed to take them out overnight. The thing is for overnight.
No, but I feel like with the technology we have, they should be replaceable. I don't like the idea of putting.
Like, oh yeah,
things aren't supposed to be in your eyes in the first place. If I want, if I'm putting something in my eye, I want it to be new.
Yeah, you
know, that's how I feel.
No, yeah, I get one a days. Throw them away.
Yeah,
open the new packet.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. But back to the Lakers. What happens to LeBron, bro?
Bro,
what happens to
you
him?
Know
now?
What I really what do you think?
I've been hearing a lot of hoopla.
He's going to Miami. You heard it here first.
I've been hearing a lot of hoopla.
I saw something that was just possible, that he takes a year off, chills, heals, comes back, when Bronny year.
You think LeBron's going to take a year off?
I don't think so. I think he's going to Miami.
Yo, everyone's so sure LeBron, I mean, he is going to make it to the NBA. Like, I feel like Bronny.
There's no way he's not.
Yeah, he's a shoo-in for the NBA. That's crazy. His other son is nice.
Yeah, not because he's that good, but just because like
LeBron wants to play with him.
LeBron, first of all, LeBron is still top 10, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, last night let you know, like,
come on now,
he's still up there.
There's no way the only issue
with LeBron's game right now is that he's just his age does allow him to be consistent.
Mm.
Like he has to take some time off. Like he played all 48 minutes with the exception of like 4 seconds last night, and there were times where he would just like while the play is going, he just kind of stood there.
Yeah,
like he didn't have the energy to like be running the play.
When he wasn't actively playing, there was times where he was like limping.
Yeah.
So, and even if these games were like 3 days apart, I think he'd be much better. He just needs a little more rest time.
Honestly, this series, to me, it's not even LeBron's fault, whether he played good or not.
Doesn't matter.
Because at 20 years, he's not even supposed to be there, really.
Yeah.
This is AD's fault.
It's all AD.
This is AD's fault. That dude, like,
I mean,
he scored like 21 points last night, but it was like some quiet stuff. Like, yo, you got to like. You gotta go in there and be like, "Yo, this is my game."
He had no impact. Yo, Jokic touched every ball.
Yeah,
every single ball.
For real, Jokic was taking the ball. He's like their point guard.
Yeah,
he's literally their point guard. He takes the ball down. He does everything. And yo, I think his shots when there's like less than 5 seconds left are so like his percentage is high, bro. He doesn't miss.
Three?
He just be throwing them just from like. From behind his head, bro, he'd be like, "Oh my god, what do I do?"
And yeah, cat, from right bro, back there,
from way back. I'm like, "Yo, this is different, man. That Joker's a different guy."
I'm thinking,
he's a different guy.
What's that called? I would hate to be Joel Embiid. Like this MVP tainted, man. It's so tainted.
What you said? This finals?
No, the MVP.
Oh yeah, yeah. He shouldn't have got it.
At this point, the whole world is like, yeah, you gave it to the wrong guy.
It cannot just be me and Jazz. We need help. We need help.
It's a team game. We trusted the process.
We trust the process. I thought the process was over. How long does it take?
And now, James is leaving.
Yo, that dude, he's like a mercenary, bro. He's like, yo, who want me next year?
In a bad one. He's a mercenary that don't get the job done. He just show up, fail kills, and then leave.
Yo, he just show up, play a little bit, and I think like he's more concerned about chilling.
Yeah.
Like, he's a chill guy. Like, He's not worried about the game. He's worried about what's the move after the game. You know, he's that dude in the locker room like, yo, what's the move? You know what I mean? He's that guy. Tell me he's not, bro.
What's the move?
He be hitting a little baby up like, yo, baby, where you at? You know what I mean? Like, he just, I feel like his life outside of basketball is more important to him.
Baby, where you at? Yeah. Fashion week is more
important. And it's not even like he has kids or something. Like, if he had a family, it's like, yo, my family's everything. No.
It's about being at the kickback.
Yeah.
Like, where's the kickback? I need to find out.
Where are the hoes at? You know, he just want to go chill with some hoes.
That's it.
Vibe out, I guess, with like little baby.
He has a nice restaurant in Houston. I want to go.
Oh, does he? 13. I didn't know that. What's it called?
13.
13? Oh, his number is 13. Right?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of food is it? Like,
shout out my homie. She told me. I didn't even know.
What kind of food
New
is it?
New American is what they say.
New American?
Yeah.
Damn. So it sounds like a lot of garnish and very little portions.
You know? Good. I saw the pictures. It looked good.
Is it like, does it look filling? It is what filling. I'm asking.
Okay. It looked expensive, though.
Because when I think of New American, I think of like, you know, like a really big plate with a dollop of this and then a bunch of syrup all over the plate.
And then
throw a little, arugula and parsley and all that.
Make it look good.
A mint. and then charge me $60 for it. Like, what the hell?
That's what they look like. But this place, it looked like it was filling but expensive. But tell me, what do you think about LeBron? Because you ain't say nothing.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Do I think about his career or the series?
Where he's going?
I mean, he was talking about retirement. He was like, I really don't know. I got to think. But I feel like I know LeBron, he's a calculated guy, so he didn't say that on accident.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He wants people to think he's going to retire. It's going to be a great story. They're going to talk about him the whole offseason.
I even think the only reason he went that hard yesterday, because he's beat up. He's got a foot injury I know about.
Mm-hmm.
I think he messed up his ankle. His knee was hurting.
Yeah.
The only reason he went that hard is because he doesn't even want sweep in his narrative. Another one, at least.
Yeah, he didn't want to lose that last one. Yeah, they could have won one.
He knew they weren't going to win. There's no way. First of all, that Laker team, it's not the same one, but they weren't supposed to be this far anyway.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to go in and say, I got swept.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to do whatever it took to just win one game. Be like, I ain't get swept, though.
Yeah. I ain't get swept, though. Say what you want. I ain't get swept, though. That's true. I feel like he really was trying to avoid the sweep. But, like I said, Anthony Davis, he just wasn't – it's not that he didn't do anything. He just got to be more impactful. Like, you're an impactful player. Like, Jamal Murray impacts the game.
Yeah.
You know, he's what he scores, you know about it. what's his name? Joker impacts the game.
Joker's nice.
Even Caldwell Pope was doing this thing.
Bro, he's
time,
good.
I don't know why the Lakers let him go. That got to hurt. That got to stink.
And do you remember from the, like – I think it was a few years ago. I think it was the bubble one, maybe. Yeah, probably the bubble one. Whenever he was there, people would talk shit about him.
They were talking so much
trash.
But
I feel like whenever he showed up, they won those games. Like, he was a big part of why they won.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like the issue with the Lakers and LeBron's teams recently is that there's just too much. LeBron has too much power. Like, he basically gets to choose his team.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at all the teams that are left. They're well constructed. They're, you know, that's GM impact. Like, the Nuggets, that's a well constructed team. Like,
but LeBron puts together good teams.
Yeah, but they.
La Lakers?
Yeah, but they don't get it done, bro. With the exception of the bubble, and people put an asterisk on the bubble because some players didn't even go.
Mm.
You know, some players was like, "Nah, man, I for this, I want to stay home with my family." So, like, you didn't
Kyrie
get like
sat out
to Kyrie.
Kyrie,
you know?
Didn't want to play because of George Floyd. I remember that.
Kyrie always looking for some reason not to play, man. Yo, what's the topic today? What they doing? Yeah, I'm gonna stand for that. I ain't playing. Fix it or I ain't playing.
I just don't feel like it would be right for me to play. With what's going on with the writer's strike in Hollywood.
What the fuck?
Bro, go play basketball, man. Shut up.
I just don't feel like it's right to play basketball right now with the condition of artificial intelligence and how there's so many fake pictures out there. Just can't.
There's a new Drake song that he didn't make personally.
Drake, I personally know Drake. He deserves his credentials for that. He's not getting it.
Bro,
I'm
what
not
happened,
playing.
Man? Like, I swear to God. Like,
what I like about him is also what I don't like about him. I like that he doesn't care what anyone thinks. Bro. You got to appreciate someone who really lives to please himself, because I feel like we all to a certain level people please.
No, that's true.
You know, like we all to a certain level people please, and we do things.
When I saw him burning sage at the arena,
yo, that's a different guy, man. When he was burning sage at the arena, man, that's what you knew. Like you can't. It's just some people that are different, bro. Like, if he wasn't playing basketball, what do you think? Like, what do you think he would be doing? You know, like, what kind of person would he be if he didn't have the basketball skills? I think he'd be like a Dr. Umar.
But that's the thing. Who knows? He might just be working construction out here right now. He might be a doctor.
I'm not talking about his profession. I'm talking about...
No, but his personality-wise, he would just be going home. He would just be going home and feeding his family. Having millions of dollars...
I think he would be doing Umar posts.
I don't think so, man, because having that much money, it allows you...
To be this way?
To do weird
stuff.
So
why aren't more people doing weird stuff, bro?
They're doing it in other ways. They're
like
doing
what?
Things like showing up at Fashion Week with Lil Baby.
Come on, man. Everyone's weird at Fashion Week. I feel like Fashion Week...
Talking about James Harden.
I feel like Fashion Week accentuates the weirdos. Like, I feel like that's where weirdos shine.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you're a weirdo, get to Fashion Week. Go get your credit. You know what I mean?
I just think, like, a lot of people, when you have excess money and you're young, you can bend the line a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? You don't... Like, for example, me or you...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we talk shit, but who knows what kind of nonsense we'd be doing if we had money. Bro, I would disappear for 3 weeks at a time. I know that.
I know, man. Dude, like, where is he? Silent retreats.
Yeah. He's at his cabin again. He got the private chefs up there cooking up whatever he kills.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know? Yeah, so if I had money, yeah. You wouldn't know where I am at any given moment. I could
Michael
be anywhere.
Jackson, for 100%, I would adopt a lot of Michael Jacksonisms. Minus the sleepovers. I wouldn't do that, but I would have...
Like have a zoo at the crib?
I had a zoo at the crib. Uh-huh. Hyperbolic time chambers and stuff that he had.
Yeah.
What did he do? He used to get... You know, Bubbles used to be first class?
Wait, really?
Bubbles had a first class seat.
I got to go find that YouTube video of Homeboy talking about how he had to clap Bubbles up. You know, that, one of the funniest videos I've ever seen in my life, bro.
Bubbles had his own hotel room wherever they went.
Wow.
It was crazy, man.
That's crazy. So you'd live that kind of life.
I would probably live that, man. Mm. Real talk. And the funny thing is I would do it just like Michael. Like, I would do it like real animal lovers. I would do it like Michael. Michael lived his own life. And then he brought Bubbles and the trainer. And the trainer handled Bubbles.
Yeah.
He only brought Bubbles for the pictures and feed him. All right, get the fuck out of here. I'm gone.
They were essentially accessories to his like everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, now Michael lived different, man. Yeah, I guess when you have a certain level of money, you just can't live normal. Like, look, Jeff Bezos went out of space just because he could, bro.
Bezos. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he had no reason to go out of space. He just went.
He just had. Yeah.
You know?
I won't do it.
I just feel like going out of space today, you know?
Come on now.
It's been done before. It's not like he was, like, setting, like, you know, making history. No, he was. He was, like, the first person to go do it privately. Like, it wasn't.
Not an astronaut.
NASA's funded.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, yeah, I guess.
So, you know, me and you, like, guys like us are normal people. What do?
I'd probably, like, become a fake artist, you know? Like, I would, like, start painting and hire people to take really good pictures. And
you would just show up everywhere with the camera?
Work. Yeah. Hey,
hold on.
No. I would, like, do art. Like,
oh, I thought you would take pictures and like black and white and be like, I just saw so much shadow.
Nah, I'm not that. I just want to create
rich
art.
Kids do that.
I not seen the, this guy and, like make art. He put a glass on the floor and he just stomped on it. And then by the time it was done, it made a face. At first, I was about to talk mad trash. I'm like, yo, this is what I'm talking about. Like,
but
your art
can
be anything.
Man.
And then I saw the face. I was like, oh, That's real.
You can't do that.
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't make a face.
Yeah. You would have to.
No, that dude who paints with like any object.
I don't like that guy.
That guy.
I actually dislike him.
Why? You think he's like black magic?
I can't believe what he's doing. I see it and I can't believe it.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I'm saying. Like that dude is like honestly live, a very special guy.
But that is Van Gogh and them boys, Picasso, and nobody got nothing on this guy.
He's better than, like, he's the best artist ever.
He's the best artist
greatest
ever.
Greatest artist of all time.
Sistine Chapel, I'll take a shit on that, man. Like, this dude will.
No, that's truly amazing what
turn
he does, bro.
A canvas facing him.
Oh, bro, he'll pick up that computer.
Yeah.
And just dip it in paint and just.
And just start doing it. And it's fucking LeBron, dude. How did he do that?
That's we need to find out what's going on with him. Like, that's not normal, bro. Like, how do you learn how to do stuff like that?
I need to know. Like, I'm convinced. Like, he's painting it, and then he's editing the clips. When he just fucks around, and then he comes back and does.
You think he had access to AI before anybody was just using it?
He's the AI.
He's the AI.
How though? Like, how? Yeah. And how is he not? How is he not
world, like ABC needs to do an expose on
world
him,
world renowned?
Yeah,
he should be every like, morning show. $20 million for his paintings.
Yeah,
how? I just don't get it.
That's true because that's unbelievable. Honestly, yeah. I can't believe it.
Like the literal I don't definition of unbelievable.
Yeah. So that's what I would do if I was rich. I just like. Turn myself into an artist because I feel like at a certain level, your art, I would do that. If Kyrie started painting, it would be worth a lot of money.
Because think about it. I mean, yeah, you're right. You know? Because I could literally make my paintings worth something if me and all my friends are rich. Yeah, I'm gonna just go to an art show. Y'all bid on my shit.
Yeah, yo, 15,000.
Run that bitch up. Man. And now all of a sudden, yo, it's his piece.
Yo, you heard about Eddie Murphy? He got that like painting that's worth like. 20 million?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. And he only paid like 50 racks for it from like the Marvin Gaye estate.
Oh, it was the Marvin Gaye estate? But whose painting was it originally?
Ah, God. Ah. I don't know. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah.
Eddie.
He got on it early. I know Murphy that. I know whatever it was. Painting. It was like cool. And it was like an original thing that he got.
He owns the famous Sugar Shack painting featured in the legendary sitcom Good Times, which was initially the album art of Marvin Gaye's I Want to Be You in 1976. Yeah.
It's a Sugar Shack legendary painting.
Yeah. It's a cool painting, man.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like AI, though.
Yeah?
It looked like Iverson, like I asked... It isn't like Allen Iverson got his hands on it way before. I'm gonna show you, bro. Tell me that look like an AI painting. Like, have you ever messed with AI art,
bro? What
the fuck? Have you ever like went on one of those art things and
told them like make
a painting? They'll make something like that.
I had a book with this.
Damn, you had $50,000 worth of. Painting in a book.
This is like the worst website you ever pulled up,
bro. I just clicked
like
on something.
50 ads that just popped up.
My phone got a virus.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is a cool picture, man. Yeah. I like this, but this was like in one of our history textbooks.
I'm sure. I don't know. I don't remember.
I like this picture, man. Seems like a good time.
Sugar Shack, baby.
Yeah. Hold on, man. We got to wrap up.
BET, wrap it up. Yo, DJ Envy and Rick Ross. I just wanted to say,
I love Rick Ross.
I'm loving the beef. I'm an Envy guy right now.
What?
I'm an Envy guy. I'm with the beige rage right now. I'm with the
beige rage.
What do you call him? Beige boy or no?
Beige boy.
Beige boy. I'm with beige boy.
Brass monkey.
You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. Because. You remember the dark time I went through with Rick Ross, and I never really got over that. Like, I moved on, but I never forgot that he was a corrections officer, bro.
Yeah, but you just went too hard, that's why.
Because, he made the music.
He's the guy.
No, the music he made, bro, it made me feel a certain way. It made me feel like I was riding with a real gangster. Like a real gangster was speaking to me. And I was living through him. But then when I found out I was living through a fraud, it hurt me. You know what I mean? Like,
listen, man, you have to. This is the same thing that you always talk about R. Kelly. You got to be able to separate the artist from the man.
And that's what I did.
Because
but,
there's no real gangster making music. If there's a real
not gangster, anymore. Yo, Fifth was a real one. Come on.
He is. Fifth is.
Fifth was a real Fifth one. There's a couple. Back when Ross was doing it, there were still a few left.
Yeah.
Now, no, I don't expect anyone to be really living that life because it's just no point.
Gunna.
Yeah, he lived a fraudulent life and like he led me to believe it was one way and it wasn't. Like if I found out, if he didn't act, like let's say he just made music and I found out he just rapped and then I found out he was a correction lover, that's one thing. But the things keys, all these things that go against his profession, like you're just a fraud.
He's moving
bro.
Stuff down 95.
Yeah, you're frauding me right now. I should sue him. I should sue him for what he did. Like the feeling I got was like it was ripped from my heart when I found out he was a CEO. So because of that, I ride with Envy. Envious. Why does he act like a snake when he does it? Like it's very weird.
The Charlemagne the God breakfast show.
I love how he's trying to drive a wedge.
You know, but you know what? He got him now. Got him because you know why?
Fifth,
as soon as he brought his wife in.
No, Fifth got it. Fifth and DJ Envy. Fifth is on DJ Envy's corner.
Off the record, right?
Yeah, off the record. Like, he's not officially in the fight, man. But...
he's not going to win this because DJ Envy, we know. The streets know. The way he spazzed out on... what was those
dudes? Desus and Mero.
Yeah, over his wife. He can't handle people talking about his girl.
Yeah.
He just can't. And now this guy's talking about his...
But it all started over a car show. How did we get here, bro?
Pickleball paddle polish.
Yeah, that was too far. He was...
Yeah, once he did that, I was like, oh.
Yeah, damn, I was like, this is going too far.
This well.
But why did he, I want to know, it went from like a friendly car show competition to wives and CEO and past.
What happened?
Rick Ross did it. Rick Ross went over the line.
No, he didn't.
He started it. He started it on Drink Champs.
He's like, oh, this isn't like. Some bullshit show. This is a real
show. We don't give out $50 trophies at our show. It was like a real like Suge Knight speech at the Source Awards.
I feel like maybe Envy said something at his car show about Ross's car show. Because why would Ross just say that out of nowhere?
I mean, someone had to say something. They asked him. They asked him about it. They asked him about Envy's car show.
And look who did it. Look who's behind it.
Nori,
man. He's behind all of the evil things.
Everything that's wrong with hip hop right now, Nori's behind it. He basically ruined. He was the dagger in Kanye's public career.
Thing, yeah, because you know what? Yeah, he gave Kanye two separate platforms, put him out there, then took him off, and then apologized. And was there
and disassociated him? Yeah.
That made it worse. You know what I mean? Kanye. I mean, what he said was going to get him in trouble regardless. But it wouldn't have been as bad as if this guy didn't put it out there.
Yeah.
And then say, "Man, I didn't know he was going to do that."
Yeah. Yeah.
That was wrong. I didn't like.
Yeah,
that.
He should have stood on it. Like, yo, you know, we did the interview. He said what he said. Do we agree with everything? No, but he deserves a platform to speak or whatever. If he said that, I'd be like, yo, whatever. But he knew what he was getting at. I think we spoke about this already. I don't want to beat a dead horse, whatever that means. But he knew what he was getting himself into when he brought Kanye on there. And then he acted like he had no idea what he was getting himself into after Kanye got on there. Like, don't play with me.
Even when Rick Ross, I saw the clip where Rick Ross was saying it, Nori was like, it's just... He's always there to have somebody on.
He likes, you know what? He likes to be the reason why there's an issue going on.
Yeah.
He likes it to trace back to his platform. He's about like growing the podcast. So it's like like I know he be asking certain questions sometimes and then they'll answer it like in the non-santalized, what's the word?
But I don't even
tantalizing. Know in a non-tantalizing way, it doesn't stir up anything. He's like, oh, I thought I was going to get something juicy out of you. And I'm like, bro, come on, man. Like, he says that. He'll say it to
this
him.
This is why I like the Cameron and May show.
Yeah, so real, man.
I've never listened to any one of these shows and been like, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how I feel with those guys. They got it.
Yeah, they got it.
It's the best show.
They rely heavily on their friendship.
Yeah,
you know, and
their
the chemistry,
own charisma.
Yeah, and their charisma. It. Yeah, they got it. They got the juice, man. No homo. Pause. All of that.
All of that. They got it.
But yeah, man, another episode. I think we out of here, man. Yeah, unless you got something eating at you.
I don't think I have anything eating at me, really.
I'll be in LA if anyone's in LA.
Come see your boy.
Come see your boy. Know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
Doing my party.
Peace out.
Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Nerve Podcast.
And be sure to subscribe to The Nerve with G-Cams and Razor Ralph on iTunes and SoundCloud.